Heavenly Father, as we begin our third week of Easter, we thank you for these wonderful scriptures that remind us how sometimes we're slow to believe, but you are ever so patient with us as we journey in faith. So open our hearts to the grace of scripture and the breaking of the bread, and help us ever more to cherish and love and appreciate and to live the Mass we celebrate every Sunday as your family. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. No. At the Easter Vigil, we bless this candle and this long song called The Exalted. But before that happens, I mark it. I put a little trace thing with a razor blade kind of little thing. And it says, he's the Alpha and the Omega. All time belongs to him. All time belongs to him. Jesus is Lord of all history. So he's not just part of, you know, our history when we have good times. He's part of the history when we have difficult times, when we sin. He's Lord of everything. I kept saying today, I forgot, the day before you depart for a pilgrimage is always chaotic, and it kind of hit me off guard. All these events were happening, and I just said to somebody who's going to be joining us, Jesus is Lord of chaos. And he is. You know, he's not just Lord of the good times and when things are going smoothly. So we need to have that kind of understanding of our own lives and our spiritual journey, and understand that there's grace and imbued in all of our life situations. Sometimes we feel it, sometimes we don't feel it. And I keep going back to that line they keep advertising for The Chosen. I don't need you to feel anything to do something great for me. I don't need you to feel anything to do something great for me. But it's great when you get a consolation. It's like, hey, Lord, if you want to do that again, I'm open to it. I'm feeling a little dry and worn out right now. But no matter whether you feel it or not, he is still very much at work. And the setting today for the scripture reading shows us that. And Peter is seeing now through the grace of the Holy Spirit how everything is woven together. And the past, and even David's life, David was a prophet. David was also a terrible sinner. And he, you know, we read in great detail during Lent the story of how he had an adulterous relationship with Bathsheba and deliberately had her husband, who was away fighting for Israel, sent to the front of the line to be killed. Make sure you put him in the front tomorrow so he gets killed, because I just did something bad and I'm trying to cover it up. But he was a righteous man. He wanted to spend the night in the palace because, you know, he was so loyal to the king, and David said, no, go away, I'm going to have you killed. But David found God's mercy, right? David found God's mercy. And if that event hadn't happened, we wouldn't have Psalm 51, which we pray every single Friday in the Liturgy of the Hours. It's the only psalm that repeats every week. And a friend of mine just referenced how much inspiration she drew from that psalm, because she's had a crazy week where it's like Job. One thing goes wrong, and then while that person's reporting that something got fouled up, another one comes, and then another one comes. It's just been a week like that. And I said, I hope you can come up for some air sometime, because it's just been one thing after the other. And in the meantime, she's waiting for the arrival of her grandson. It's just like total chaos. So she said she was doing morning prayer and read the line in Psalm 51 where, may these bones that you crushed be revived. May these bones that you crushed be revived. And to great strength that God is going to breathe some life through the grace of the Holy Spirit and help her through these challenging times. And the one I love the most in that psalm is, give me back again the joy of salvation. We lose it. We have things in our life that chip away at us, and we're like the disciples on the road to Emmaus. We're just looking down, so aware of our problems, and are so busy trying to build our perfect little utopian world. And the Lord's standing at the door knocking, and no one's answering. They don't see him. They don't recognize him. I was sent to help you. I walk with you in all your life experiences, but you don't recognize me. So how did he open their eyes? Through scripture and the breaking of the bread. And that is a beautiful reference to the Mass. And that's why the Mass is central to Catholics. This is where we draw strength together. We gather as members of the body of Christ. And the Lord opens the scriptures, the table of the word, the table of his body and blood. And he wants to strengthen us. But even when we come to Mass, sometimes we're so distracted by our problems because life has become so burdensome that we can't hear. You know, it's being proclaimed, but it just kind of goes in one ear and out the other. So we pray for a greater sensitivity and love for God's word and for the gift of his body and blood. He's giving himself to us today as spiritual food so that we can face the challenges that lie ahead. I just did the Spanish Mass, and my mind is racing with all the things I have to get done before I leave tomorrow morning. And as usual, I'm terribly behind. They don't call me last minute Jim for anything. And then I picked up the host and I did my first genuflection. Relax, I'm with you. It's all going to get done. Might not sleep a lot tonight, but it's all going to get done, right? You just got to trust in him that he's all things working for our good for those who love him. But another example of how he strengthens us through the Eucharist and through the word, the scripture, the word of God, which is alive and active. So be aware of that, and I just pray, you know, we're kind of in a crisis right now in the Catholic Church where, you know, the mass attendance is dwindling. I don't think people are recognizing that Jesus is walking with them and wants to help them. And I'm personally aware of a lot of people right now and the struggles they're going through, and they're tremendous. And so open the door of your heart, let him in. He wants to help you. He'll come and have supper with you, that reference in Revelation 3. And I've been being more bold lately. When people come in and they're in a bad fix or something's really wrong, let's just stop talking and pray. And I just extend my hand towards their forehead and just pray for the Holy Spirit to be with them. In the name of Jesus, we renounce the lie that you're all alone, that there's no way out of this. That's not true. That's a lie. And so it's time to get bold, because as the enemy presses in and tries to distract us so we can't see him, that he's walking with us and we're just looking downcast, it's time to say, I'm tired of this. I'm going to look up and look at him and ask him for his help and push back that darkness and usher in his love and mercy, because a lot of people are struggling right now with life and finding it very burdensome. Amen.